The College of Education and Integrative Studies at Cal Poly Pomona has received a $1.1 million grant to help alleviate a shortage of special education teachers in the Inland Empire. KVCR's Rick Dulock recently spoke with Assistant Professor Heather Wiskowski from Cal Poly Pomona about the teacher shortage in the Inland Empire and plans for the new federal grant.
The 2017 U.S. Department of Education Office of Special Education Programs and Personnel Improvement Grant has a very specific focus, and that is to increase the number of special ed teachers in our schools. Are we talking about a local shortage, or is this something bigger?
There is a nationwide shortage right now. Right now, we're looking at 50% of school districts nationally that aren't able to meet all their needs for special education teachers. Here in the Inland Empire, we have an even higher need, especially in high poverty areas. 90% of schools report that they aren't able to find quality special education teachers to fill their positions that they have available.
So there's quite a shortage locally, but it is a bigger problem.
Yes.
So what does your college have planned in order to make the best use of this $1.1 million?
Basically, the grant tasks us with creating an interdisciplinary program. So between our special education program and the adaptive physical education program, these students are going to get the benefit of coming into either one of the programs and working with each other on projects, interdisciplinary activities, which much more mimics what they will see when they're out in the field. Because as a special education teacher, not only are you working with students and parents and other teachers, but you're also working with a lot of related service providers. So you have to have those collaboration skills to work with a wide range of professionals. So this will give them practice in that.
The length of study for this program, how's that working?
For this particular grant, the students already have to have an undergraduate degree. Students will earn their teaching credential and their master's degree. The credential work, if a student attends full-time, takes 3 semesters generally, and then in addition, it's another year for their master's. Students that go part-time, it can range from, 4 semesters to a couple years, depending on how many courses they take.
Who are these potential special ed teachers? Who are you looking for?
We're looking for people that are passionate about educating every child, that sees the potential in every child. They're dynamic. They have good communication skills. You have to be able to manage the daily needs of working with paraprofessionals and student behavior. So somebody that can multitask, that's very flexible, and that enjoys working with children. That's at the base of it, because no matter what these students' needs are, they're children, and we want them to have good teachers.
So you're going to start enrolling students in 2018, in the beginning of 2018?
Yes, we're able to start releasing funds at the beginning of 2018, and the funding will run for 5 years from the federal government, and so students can enter the program at any time within those 5 years and receive funding.
Dr. Wiskowski, we wish you all the best as you prepare this next generation of educators. We thank you very much for the call today.
I thank you so much for your time. Thanks so much.
Dr. Heather Taylor Wiskowski is Assistant Professor at the College of Education and Integrative Studies at Cal Poly Pomona and the Principal Investigator for a $1.1 million grant just awarded to the school by the U.S. Department of Education to educate special education teachers. For KVCR News, I'm Rick Dulock.